Hello and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. Let's keep laughing with a female comedian who was a favorite of the American public in movies and on the radio from the 1930s. Joan Davis first got to be a star in World War II when Rudy Valley went into the Coast Guard and she took over his show. The shows we have today are from her own show after the war, Joan Davis Time. She featured musical guest stars who did comedy with her. First, we have Joan Davis with Al Jolson, and then a show with Xavier Cugat. In 1950, when this show aired, Al Jolson was very popular again, and he was planning to do a one-man TV special. He died suddenly of a heart attack in October of 1950, at the age of 65. His health was compromised when he contracted malaria on a tour of military bases in the Pacific during World War II and had a lung removed. You'll enjoy Al Jolson, the consummate entertainer, as well as the terrific comedy of Joan Davis. Enjoy Joan Davis Time, guest starring Al Jolson, first broadcast January 20th, 1950 on CBS.
I live and breathe. It breathes. It's got a hole in the head. It's a Roy Tan cigar.
I breathe, too, and they say I got a hole in my head. I'm Joan Davis.
Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes, presents Leave It to Joan with the music of Lynn Murray. Our very special guest, Al Jolson. And starring America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis, Roy Tan's Cigar Store Indian. Man to man, smoke Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes. Yes, breathes. The famous breathing channel in each Roy Tan cigar makes it easy drawing, even burning, all the way. And you don't have to chew off the end. That neat hole in the head makes Roy Tan ready to light and enjoy. So breathe in that mellow richness. Breathe in that fragrant aroma. It's a pleasure to you and those around you. That's why wherever you are, wherever you go, you hear smokers talking man to man about Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes. One man tells another,
Roy Tan is a light cigar.
A mild cigar.
A smooth cigar. Yes, it's a smooth cigar.
A mild cigar.
A fine cigar.
Man to man, you're missing something until you smoke Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes. And now, sit back, take a breather, light it for Roy Tan, and...
Leave it to Joan, leave it to Joan.
Today is a red letter day in Willick's department store where Joan Davis works. To celebrate its 25th anniversary, Willick's has invited Al Jolson to be the guest of honor at a special store party. The rest of the entertainment is to be furnished by the employees, and of course that includes Joanie.
Yeah. You know, I come from a theatrical family. My cousin Mimi was born backstage in a trunk. It was terrible.
Well, why terrible? Lots of theatrical children are born in trunks.
Yeah, but her mother didn't open the lid till Mimi was 15.
This morning, Joanie, full of excitement over the appearance of Al Jolson tonight, is serving breakfast to her father, Police Sergeant Pop Davis.
Ah, toot, toot, tootsie, goodbye. Toot, toot, tootsie. Have some more toots, Pop? I mean, toast.
You sure are making a big thing of Al Jolson's appearance at Willick's, ain't you, Joanie?
Oh, I'll say. I made Tom Hinkle, our store detective, take me to see Jolson Sings Again, and boy, was that theater crowded.
Well, that Jolson name is magic.
Oh, it sure is. As soon as we announced his personal appearance tonight, we had to put up a special counter in the music department to sell nothing but Jolson records. And that's where I've been working all week.
Oh, that's nice. That gives you a chance to hear all those great Jolson songs, like Chinatown, Pretty Baby, After You've Gone.
Yeah, they're great, but my favorite Jolson record is California, There I Go.
No, Joanie, you mean California, Here I Come.
Pops, with the smog in California, you can't tell if you're coming or going. better get going. I'll be late for work. So long, Pop.
Goodbye, Tootsie.
Hiya, Johnny. How's the Jolson record selling?
Oh, like hotcakes, Hinkle. Say, wasn't Jolson great in that picture last night?
Yeah. By the way, Joni, who's that other guy in the picture? That's Larry Parks.
Gee, I don't know. Larry Parks. Oh, he must be the one who played Jolson's father.
Yeah, nice old man, that Larry Parks.
Yeah. Say, Hinkle, are you going to perform at the anniversary party tonight?
Nah, I got no talent. What could I do?
Well, you could do a trick my uncle used to do. He used to tap out tunes on his teeth with a little hammer.
Which uncle is that, Joni?
You know my Uncle Gummy.
Well, I better scram. Here comes Penny Prentice, the boss's secretary. I'll see you later.
Okay, Hinkle. Hiya, Penny.
Oh, hello, Miss Davis. Wasting time as usual, I see.
Oh, no, Penny. We were talking about the affair tonight. I haven't made up my mind what I'm going to do in the show.
You in the show? You an entertainer? Do you think you can entertain Miss Davis?
Oh, I know I can entertain Miss Davis. It's the other people I'm working with. Oh, by the way, Penny, are you going to do anything in the show tonight?
Miss Davis, I happen to be in charge of the show. And besides that, I'm going to give a piano recital.
Yeah? What's your piano going to recite?
Miss Davis, I play the piano. Now, would you like to know my selection?
Yeah, who do you like in the fourth?
Miss Davis, I was thinking of playing Rimsky-Korsakov.
Rimsky-Korsakov? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll put $2 on Rimsky, but I'll skip Korsakov. Why, he never finished in the money in his life.
Miss Davis, Rimsky-Korsakov was a great Russian composer who died penniless.
See, I told you he never finished in the money.
Talking about our big anniversary show tonight?
Yes, Mr. Hackaday.
You know, Miss Davis, I've been trying to convince Mr. Hackaday to perform in tonight's show.
Gee, what do you do, Mr. Hackaday? Yodel?
Miss Davis, I don't think you realize that Mr. Hackaday has a magnificent singing voice.
Oh, you really think so, Betty dear?
Oh, yes.
Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep.
Not now. You just woke them up.
Oh, stop the nonsense. Come on, Penny.
Oh, yes, madam. It is true that Al Jolson is going to appear at Willick's tonight. In fact, here comes Al Jolson now.
Thank you, son. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Jolson, but what for?
For knowing who I am. You know, a lot of people nowadays don't recognize me. That is, without my makeup.
Your makeup?
Yeah, it's called Larry Parks Pancake. But I don't know. I don't like pancake makeup. You see, the batter drips in my eyes. By the way... Not that funny. Listen, is that the record pounder over there?
Yes, Mr. Jolson.
Well, I think I'll stop off there before I go up to the manager's office.
Gee, that was real nice, that fellow recognizing me. First time anybody's done that for a long time. Oh, well.
Yes, sir? What can I do for you?
Well, young lady, I'd like to,
Hey, aren't you? No, I guess you're not. You couldn't be.
Who do you think I was, honey?
Gabby Hayes.
What? Gabby Hayes, you better take another guess, honey.
Hopalong Cassidy?
Hopalong. I'm lucky if I can crawl along. Oh, I'll never get that chance again. Look, honey. Never mind. Just tell me, how your record selling? How
The Al Jolson record?
You mean with another kind?
Well, not for me, there isn't. Okay. You know, I saw him in his picture last night. Jolson sings again.
Honey, the guy you saw wasn't...
Oh, gosh, that Al Jolson is so handsome.
You saw the right guy.
Yes, sir, that's the guy you saw. That's him, that's him.
Oh, well, sir, Timmy Jolson is Clark Gable, Terry Grant, and Jimmy Stewart rolled into one.
Keep them rolling, honey. Keep them rolling.
Would you like to hear one of his records?
Love it. Say, how about Sitting on Top of the World? You got that?
Well, I'm all sold out on Jolson's record of that, yeah. But I've got it played by Lynn Murray and his orchestra. Here, I'll play it for you.
All right, honey. You play it for me, and I'll hum along while they're playing. Huh? I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just told the parson, hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. And I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along. Don't want any millions, I'm getting my share. I've only got one suit, that's all I can wear. A bundle of money don't make me feel gay. A sweet little honey is making me say, I'm sitting, sitting on top, top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, singing a song. Go to hallelujah, just pull the parson. Hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. And I'm sitting on top, top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along.
Just like Al Jolson.
That's funny. That's what everybody tells me. Now do you know who I am?
Sure. You're the best Jolson imitator I ever heard.
Imitator?
Yeah, well, you're pretty good for an amateur.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I can help you improve. You see, I saw the Jolson picture last night.
You did? Well, where do I make my mistakes, you know, when I try to make like Jolson?
Well, once in a while, you ought to throw in a... See, that's what makes Jolson.
Is that all it takes to be Jolson?
That's right.
Well, if the female ghosts ever find that out, I'm sunk. I'll tell you. Well, I'll try it. I'll try it the way you suggest. I'll practice a lot. You see, honey, I don't know you very well, but I want to tell you, I got plenty of time. I got plenty of time.
Oh, you have? What do you do?
What do I do? Well, you see, I... that is, I'm kind of... well, to tell you the truth, I don't do anything.
Oh, a bum, huh? I mean, you must be down and out.
Now, wait a minute, honey. Let's get this straightened out. There, I got to disagree with you.
What's the matter here, Joni? Gee, I hope you're not having an argument with a customer.
Oh, no, Miss Mouth. I wouldn't argue with this gentleman because we both agree that Al Jolson is the greatest public favorite of all time.
Well, I don't agree.
You don't?
No. I know a public favorite that's just as popular as Al Jolson. That's been a headliner just as long. That's brought pleasure to as many people and that's earned as many encores.
Just a moment. Who are you talking about, son?
A Roy Pan cigar.
That's okay. For a minute, I was afraid you were talking about Tanner.
Well, what I really meant to say was, man to man, smoke Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes. Compare Roy Tan with any other cigar. Any other cigar without exception. You'll see why men everywhere are talking about Roy Tan quality, telling each other, man to man, smoke Roy Tan. Roy Tan is a light cigar.
A mild cigar.
A smooth cigar. Yes, it's a smooth cigar.
A mild cigar.
A fine cigar. You'll smoke Roy Tans with pleasure. You'll offer them to your friends with pride. And Roy Tan costs only 10 cents.
So, man to man, smoke Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes.
Well, Mr. Niles, even though Roy Tan is your favorite, you're still coming down to see Al Jolson in our anniversary show tonight, ain't you?
Oh, I sure am. Oh, by the way, Joni, are you going to do something in the show?
Yeah. I'm either going to whistle or play the harmonica. Hey, I got an idea. I'll do both at the same time.
Wait a minute. Just a minute. How can you possibly whistle and play the harmonica at the same time?
You have to do it?
No.
Then what are you worried about?
Come on, kid. Say, mister, if you like to imitate Al Jolson, come on over to the piano and I'll show you a few tricks that he's got.
What is going on here?
I was just going to help this gentleman polish up his imitation of Al Jolson. Who knows, if he's good enough, we might put him on Willie's anniversary show tonight.
What? Miss Davis, there will be no second-rate imitators on our show.
Wait a minute, punk. I'm no second-rate imitator.
That's right. He's a first-rate imitator.
There's no room for him on our show.
But, Penny...
I'm sorry, but my mind is completely made up.
Not half as much as your puss.
Nice going, honey.
Oh, really? Miss Davis, Mr. Hackaday put me in complete charge of the program tonight. And I say that this man does not appear with his corny imitation. And that's final.
Wait a minute. I want to tell you something. I wouldn't appear in that show tonight for $1 million.
Now, take it easy, old-timer. Watch your blood pressure. You're no kid, you know.
I know. I better take one of my pills. Let's see now.
See, you carry around a lot of different kinds of pills. How do you know which one to take?
Doesn't matter, honey. Whatever they cure, I got it.
Well, I still wish I could have gotten you the chance to go on the show tonight. Say, in case I can still fix it, where can I reach you?
Well, the address is 835 Alpine Terrace.
Oh, by the way, you didn't tell me. What's your name?
Just call me Asa.
Asa?
Yes.
You'll never get me wearing show business with a name like that. You ought to change it.
I did. I mean, maybe I will. Well, so long, honey.
Oh, good luck, Asa.
Johnny, did you hear the bad news?
No, what's wrong, Uncle?
Mr. Hackaday just got a call from Al Jolson. He canceled out on the show tonight, and he didn't even explain why he won't come.
Gee, this is going to ruin Willie's 25th anniversary.
No, it won't. We don't really need Jolson. I can sing and save the show. I'll step into the breach.
Tinkle, if you want to save the show, step into an open manhole. Hey, but you just gave me a great idea. As long as we can't get Al Jolson himself, I'm going right out now and get my imitator friend Asa.
Well, if it ain't the little old gal from little old Willard's department store. What are you doing at my house, honey?
Oh, hello, Asa. Is this really your house?
Well, it,
Gee, it's so big and beautiful.
Well, I tell you, honey, this house, you know, really belongs to Al Jolson.
It does? Then you...
I work for him.
You work for Al Jolson?
Yes. I work for Jolson and for the government.
Now I know why you do such a great imitation of Jolson. You're so close to him, aren't you?
Sure am. I even sleep with him. But tell me, what's on your mind?
Look, Asa, I came here to get you to do me a big favor.
Sorry, honey. I can't. I'm already married. I can't.
No. Your boss, Al Jolson, canceled his appearance at Willie's tonight.
I know. He told me.
Well, I thought it would be nice if you'd come to the party tonight, do your imitation, and we'll tell the people it's your Al Jolson.
You think I could get away with it?
Oh, sure. You're pretty good for a phony.
What?
Will you do it, Asa, please, for my sake? It means an awful lot to me.
In that case, I'll do it, Yasmin. And look, I'll imitate Jolson,
I'll imitate him tonight the way he's never been imitated before.
Ah, that's it. Don't overdo it. Don't overdo it. Begin to sound like Bert Lahr now.
Look, you meet me at Willick's about 9:30.
Okay, honey.
You won't get nervous now, will you?
Nervous?
Now for my fifth piano solo, I would like to play...
Miss Penny. Penny, come here.
Well, what is it, Simon, dear?
Penny, dear, don't you think we've had enough piano solos?
Simon, dear, you used to say that you could listen to me play till the cows come home.
Penny, dear, the cows have come home. They've heard you play and they've run away again. I wish Ace had show up.
Well, before we ring the curtain down, I'm going out and apologize for Jolson's absence.
Oh, not yet, Mr. Hackaday.
Step aside, Miss Ace. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to spoil this wonderful 25th anniversary celebration.
Oh, gee, if Ace would only come. Oh, I...
Here I am, honey. Here I am, honey.
No, no. Ace? No, no, you're just in time. Get out on the stage, Ace.
Just a moment. Miss Davis, I told you we did not want this corny imitator on the show.
Step aside, sister. Aether is going on. All right, folks, thank you. You had a pretty good show up to now, but believe me, you ain't heard nothing yet. Take it, Professor.
The promises that you gave, why can you behave? Why can you be cruel? And you, just as you should, won't you turn that new leaf over so your baby can be your slave? But why can you behave? There's a farm I know near my own hometown. Where we two can go and try settling down. There I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in this world I crave. But why can't you be there?
Oh, behave, baby, behave.
Didn't my friend Asa do a wonderful imitation of Al Jolson?
Imitation?
Yeah.
Miss Davis, your friend Asa is no imitation of Al Jolson. He is Al Jolson.
He is Jolson. He's Jolson and Jolson. Hey, Asa, are you Al Jolson?
Benny, how could you have done such a stupid, brainless thing?
Simon, dear, how can you talk to me that way?
Benny, dear, as Mr. Jolson would say, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Well, did everything turn out the way you wanted to, Joni?
Oh, it sure did, Ace. I don't even mind that I didn't get a chance to entertain tonight.
Oh, well, it ain't too late for that either. The curtain's still up. How about doing a duet with me?
Me? Me sing with Al Jolson?
Why not?
Gee, Joan Davis and Al Jolson.
I don't even get first billing. Well, I tell you,
what are we going to sing?
Well, I got an idea. There's a cute little tune that was popular a year or so ago. We'll sing mañana. That means tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I thought we were going to sing tonight.
Oh, don't. don't be corny, will you?
All right.
We're going to sing tomorrow tonight.
Oh.
We'll do it the hard way. Hit it, Union.
Oh.
Hey.
Huh?
Wait a minute.
Look.
What are you doing there, honey?
I'm just getting in the mood for the whole thing now. Trouble is, I can't get it out a second.
I'm so old, I can't get it in the first.
Take it. Traffic is terrific here in Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah.
So if a taxi cab should come in contact with your spine...
Just lie there in the gutter. Don't you worry or be glum.
Just close your eyes and rest assured the ambulance will come.
Mañana is good enough for me.
Oh, I like your dress, señorita. I like your dress.
Oh, I bought it at Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah?
But I gotta take it back.
You gotta take it back? Yeah. Why?
It fits a little too tight around 14th Street. It's your turn to sing, señor.
Hey, I was the babysitter, and the family called for me.
See?
They wanted me to babysit and offered me a fee. But when I saw the baby girl, I did it all for fun. The baby said he'd stick around, so soon I'll be 21.
I feel so sexy.
You know something?
Huh?
I'm sexy too. I may be sexy, but I feel 70.
A scientific person who lives down in L.A. created an invention that would clear the smog away. Now, though he has such great ideas to keep the city clean, in all this smog he cannot find his anti-smog machine. How you like my singing, senor?
Ah, senorita.
Ah.
You're singing in what you call divine. Divine.
Just divine?
No, and the divine. Sounds like gravel. But come on, sister. Sing some more. Sing some more.
Okay. Our president in Washington to Congress made a plea.
Yeah. He asked for 40 billion bucks to keep prosperity.
Ah, if he meets opposition, Harry Truman needn't frown.
He can always come to Dolly. If Congress turns him down.
Mañana!
Exactly.
Mañana is soon enough for me.
Ah, senorita.
Hmm?
All I can say tonight is it's been grand being with you.
Yes.
And hasta la vista. Hasta luego.
Has to go now.
Al Jolson will be back in just a minute. But before she returns, men, take a breather. Sit back, relax, and light up a Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes. The cigar that made cigar history because of its convenient hole in the head, its mellow quality tobaccos, and its popular price.
One man tells another,
Roy Tan is a light cigar.
A mild cigar.
A smooth cigar. Yes, it's a smooth cigar.
A mild cigar.
A fine cigar.
Man to man, you're missing plenty until you smoke Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes. And here's Joan Davis and Al Jolson again.
Oh, gee, Mr. Jolson, I just want to thank you for surprising me at Willie's anniversary party tonight.
You really thought it was me you saw in Jolson singing again, huh?
Yeah. Say, why don't they let you play yourself in those pictures?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, they just figure Jolie is a little too mature, you know.
Too mature? Don't they realize that life begins at 40?
Yeah. But this is the third time I'm beginning. Well, good night, Johnny.
Good night, Jolie. Good night, everybody.
David DeJohn star, Joan Davis, Roy Tan, cigar store in you. Man to man, smoke Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes. And as I live and breathe, this is Ken Niles talking to Roy Tan.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. Next, we have the wonderful comedy of Joan Davis with band leader Xavier Cugat. You'll enjoy the comic sketches that they do together. Joan Davis also had some success in television with two sitcoms. This is Joan Davis Time, guest starring Xavier Cugat, first broadcast March 27, 1948 on CBS.
Give me the correct time.
Certainly, sir. It's Joan Davis Time.
Sure. It's Joan Davis Time.
Well, there's no question about it. From coast to coast, it's Joan Davis Time.
It's Joan Davis Time.
During the time you spend with Joan Davis tonight, you'll hear the voice of her special guest, that masterful maestro of rumba rhythms, Xavier Cugat, plus a great supporting cast featuring Lionel Stander, Hans Conried, Sylvia Sims, the music of John Rarig's orchestra, the Choral Air Singing Quintet, and yours sincerely, Ben Gage. Our Choral Airs lend rhythmic styling to the happy tune, When You're Smiling.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your crying, be happy again. Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world with you.
And now it's time to meet the star of our show, America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis.
Thank you, thank you. And hi, everybody.
Hi, Joanie.
Hi.
Well, friends, having completed a course in the Acme School of Advertising, Joanie is out bright and early today, going from door to door, selling classified ads for the daily press. Let's see how she makes out at the first door.
Hello, I'm...
Well, what can I do for you, girlie?
Well, what's the matter?
My knee just went out.
Well, if you can hang on to the rest of yourself, I'll tell you why I'm here. You see, I'm selling classified ads for the daily press.
Oh, classified ads, are you? Well, you know, girlie, years ago when I was a young whippersnapper, I once put a classified ad to the paper. It said, lonely man, 40 years old, would like to meet woman who feels the same way. And the woman, the lady who's now my wife, answered that ad, and we've been married and living together for over 40 years. Yeah, girlie, all that happened because of a little classified ad like the ones you're selling. Now, ain't that a pretty story?
It certainly is.
Well, get off of my porch or I blow your brain out!
I thought sure I had him sold for a split second there. Oh, well, I'll try this next apartment.
Yes?
Hello,
madam. I'm from the Daily Press.
Already?
Yes, I... Huh? You see, I...
But this is amazing. I only did it 2 minutes ago. Even the police don't know about it yet. And a newspaper woman is here to get the story.
What story?
I just killed my husband. Well, did you want to ask me something?
Well, would you be interested in placing a classified ad for a lawyer? You see, we...
Well, I... Oh, excuse me. I must get rid of this smoking revolver.
Then how about putting an ad in our swap section? You might get an axe for it and get married again. You see, we...
Wait. Did you say something about advertising for a lawyer?
Yes.
I already have a lawyer.
Then how about an ad for an undertaker? You see, we...
No. Gerald always wanted to be cremated.
Then how about an ad for a Chinese vase? You see, we...
No, no. Gerald wanted his ashes taken out to sea and thrown overboard.
Mm-hmm. How about an ad for a rowboat? You see, we...
Oh, please, stop.
I'll never get past the you see we. You see, we...
Stop.
See what I mean?
I can't stand this anymore. Oh, poor Gerald, why did I do it? I may as well give myself up. I'm going to phone for the police.
Why don't you advertise for them? Only 2 or 3 days and they'll be here. You see me?
Please!
The fool even tried. Well, madam, I...
Oh, what have I done? What have I done? No, Gerald. I didn't know it was loaded. Oh, Gerald! Oh, oh, Gerald!
Look, kid, it's no use getting dramatic. Loretta Young already won the Academy Award. You see, we... Oh, well, I'll try this next apartment.
Yes?
Excuse me, I'm from the Daily Press. Do you have something to sell?
Do I have something to sell? Lady, I'll say I have. I have here this handy little gem potato peeler. Not only peels potatoes, it opens tin cans, glass bottles, could be used for shaving, scraping paint off windows, trimming fingernails, figuring out your income tax. Nobody can afford to be without one. They're only 10 cents a piece, 3 for quarter. Now, how many would you like?
3.
Here you are.
Here's your quarter. Hey, wait a minute. What am I doing? I'll show that guy. Look, about these 3 potato peelers you just sold me, I didn't come here to buy...
I know just what you're going to say. 3 aren't enough. That's the good you want to share them with your friends. Now, I wouldn't do this for everyone, but here you are, lady. Here's 3 more.
Thanks. Here's my quarter. Goodbye. Oh, my gosh, she did it again. This time, I'm going to knock on that door and... No, I'd better not. 6 is bad enough, but what'll I do with 9 potato peelers? Well, I better quit selling ads. I'm 50 cents in the red now. Oh, Lionel, I'm so disgusted I couldn't even sell 1 classified ad.
I wouldn't feel too bad about not selling any classified ads, boss. Door-to-door selling is the toughest job there is. I know. I was a door-to-door salesman myself once. Used to sell brushes to housemates.
Did you have any luck?
Sure, but I didn't sell any brushes. That's why if I was you, boss, I'd try to get a real advertising job with a big advertising agency.
Oh, but gosh, Lionel, I've been such a flop already.
Well, after all, remember the old saying, if at first you don't succeed, Try again.
You're right. If I want a career in advertising, I got to get a job with a big agency. And I'm going to go with the biggest one right now. Pettibone, Pantigan, Pettypoint, and Panty Waist. I'll see you later. But gee whiz, why not, Mr. Pettibone?
Well, I'm sorry, my dear, but a diploma from the Acme School of Advertising hardly qualifies you for a position with anyone, much less a firm such as ours.
Honest, Mr. Pettibone, I could do the job. Just give me a chance, will you?
But advertising is a very specialized form of salesmanship. One must be creative, original, full of ideas. In fact, I rather pride myself on being the kind of man who gets ideas.
There's another kind.
Please, Miss Davis. As I was saying, advertising today is ideas. You not only have to create and sell a product to fit a certain market, but sometimes you actually find a market and have to create a product for it.
What you mean, then?
Well, for example, we discovered that while most women are busy on Mondays with their washing, other weekdays they just sit round with nothing to do. A great unexplored market. So we created a product for it. Droop soap.
Droop soap. What is that?
It's a soap that does nothing. It just sits there and shrugs its bubbles at you.
Oh, gosh, that sounds kind of silly.
Silly? Well, you see, it's obvious you know nothing about this business. Now, sometimes repetition of the product's name is a highly successful method. We had an experience that was positively miraculous. We used repetition of a new product's name called Flugels. Over and over again, we repeated, buy Flugels, buy Flugels, buy Flugels.
What are Flugels?
Now, that's what's so miraculous. We sold 2 billion of them, and nobody knows what they are. So, you see, Miss Davis, it's a very complicated business. Well, it'd be nice talking to you. I beg your pardon. Yes, this is Pettibone. What? You lost the Xavier Cougar, Decker? Oh, this is terrible. I'll be right over.
What's a Xavier Cougar account?
That's a candy company that Xavier Cougar runs. Cougar's Nougats. One of the sweetest accounts in the business. Please, Miss Davis, I'm horribly upset about this. There's nothing here for you anyway, so if you don't mind...
But, Mr. Pettibone,
good day.
Oh, gosh, it's no use. The only way I'll ever get a job with an advertising agency is if I open my own. Hey, wait a minute. That Xavier Cougar account. What if I could talk Mr. Nougat into letting me handle his Cougar? Well, anyhow, why not? All I have to do is make a good impression on him. Let's see, he's the Latin type. Maybe I can get him to take me out and rumble with me on account of I'm such a good rumbler. I learned how to rumble when I was a kid. It was really an accident how I learned, though. I just happened to own a bicycle with a loose seat.
Now listen, Joni Davis. Here's a lesson in behavior. In your search for advertising, even Cougat cannot save you.
But in the meantime, lend an ear to this. Love, love, hooray for love. Who is ever too blasé for love? Make this a night for love. If we have to fight, let's fight for love. Some sigh, cry for love. Ovid and Paris, they die for love. Some waste away for love. Just the same, hooray for love. It's the wonder of the world.
Or the blunder of the world.
It's a rocket to the moon.
With a touch of clair de lune.
It gets you high, it gets you low. But once you get that glow, oh, some trust to fate for love. Others have to take off weight for love. Some go berserk for love. Just the same, hooray.
Well, friends, after Joan Davis completed a super quick course in advertising, she first tried her hand at selling newspaper ads. Finally wound up by applying for a job with a big advertising agency. Though Joni didn't get the job, she did find out that Xavier Cugat, in addition to being a band leader, was also a tycoon in the candy business and was in the market for a big advertising campaign. So in her attempt to become Coogie's advertising counsel, Joni is trying to talk him into hiring her now.
But gosh, Mr. Cougar, I'm sure I can help you sell your candy to the public, Mr. Cougar. You see, Mr. Cougar, I've eaten your Nougats, so I know what you got. You see, we eat
That's fine, Miss Davis. But tell me, what do you know about advertising?
But gee whiz, advertising is just selling, and I've had plenty of experience selling. I learned the hard way, too. I had plenty of doors slammed in my face.
So that's what happened to it, huh?
Believe me, when it comes to advertising, I'm no fool. If I prepare advertising for a clothing company, well, I can convince everyone to go right out and get into a suit. And if I advertise an automobile company, I make people want to get right into a car. And when I advertise an undertaker, I make them want to, with silver handles.
Miss Davis, please, I am not an undertaker. Yet.
But, Cookie, I can sell anything with advertising. Candy, refrigerators, cars, bathing suits.
Bathing suits?
Oh, I didn't know you were interested in bathing suits.
Do I look that old?
No, nobody does. But look, Cookie, suppose you manufactured bathing suits. Now, I'd get up a terrific slogan for you. Listen to this. The whole world dunks in Cougart's trunks. No, no. Well, how
Miss
about...
Miss Davis, please. I think you must be muy loco.
Well, thanks, Cookie. You're kind of besame mucho yourself. And now, what do you say? Can we make a deal?
I don't know. The advertising for my nougats must always be in good taste.
Cookie, you're talking to a woman of good taste. I wouldn't even go see the Naked City without a chaperone. Now, would you like to start your advertising campaign by sponsoring a radio program?
What did you have in what you call your mind?
Well, I think a woman's program would be great for you. I wrote one called The True Life Story of Stella Galveston.
Stella Galveston?
Yeah, she lives 150 miles from Stella Dallas. I tell you, Cookie, those soap operas have millions of listeners, too. Now, look, suppose you're a housewife, see? And you get up in the morning, and the first thing you do is turn on the radio.
But I can't.
Why not?
The Iceman is coming, and my hair is a mess.
You don't like soap operas, then, huh?
No, Miss Davis. Let me explain. We are running a contest for words to my Roomba called the Cougats Nougats. If we sponsor a radio program, it should be something in keeping with our contest.
Contest, huh? Well, let me think now. I got it. We'll do one of those giveaway programs that are so popular. And it ties right up with your own song contest.
Yes, you think it can work, yes?
Well, sure. Let's see now. We'll call it, they've already got a program called Queen for a Day. I know. We can call your program King for a Week.
King for a Week?
Yeah, just try to picture it as it comes over the air. Make believe it isn't even your show, just any show. The program would start with a fanfare, and then you'd hear the announcer say something like...
Presenting King for a Week, the program that takes an ordinary man, and by showering him with fabulous gifts, makes him King for a Week. Now, in a minute, we will meet our mistress of ceremonies, but first, a special note. Will the contestant who received the Golden Gate Bridge by mistake last week please return it?
Traffic's piling up.
Now, here is the genial personality who runs our show, that snappy, sappy, and slap-happy, Joan Davis.
Thank you, monster. Now, before we pick our lucky contestant today, I'd like a word with the ladies in our audience. Ladies, has chicken picking got you down? Why not try Hammerschlag's fair-weather de-feathered chickens? No fuss, no bother, no feathers, no bones, no meat, just heads.
Ready with the winning contestant, Miss Davis.
Oh, fine. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now about to present the lucky man with thousands of dollars worth of presents and thereby crown him king for a week. And now, here he is, monarch of all he surveys. How do you do, king for a week? What is your name?
I am Ludwig Himmelstars.
And will you tell us where you're from, king for a week?
But right now, I am living in the Twin Cities.
Oh, the Twin Cities. Minneapolis and St. Paul, huh?
No, Walla Walla.
Actually, however, I am a foreigner.
I never would have guessed. Tell us, how long have you been in this country, Mr. Himmelstoss?
2 years. You see, Miss Davis, I'm a war bride.
A war bride?
I married a sergeant in the Vapes.
Blankers, wait. Now, before we present your gifts and make you king for a week, we'd like to know a little more about you. Will you tell us how old you are, Mr. Himmelstoss?
No, how old are you?
Thank you very much, Mr. Himmelstoss. Now let's see. You said you were married.
Yeah.
Is your wife a homemaker or does she work?
Oh, no, my wife has a job. She's a high flyer. She makes writings in the sky. You know, all the time she's zooming around in her plane like crazy. I look up sometime, and there she is, making loops with loops.
Gosh, isn't that dangerous work?
Certainly. You think I let her do it if it wasn't?
Well, Mr. Himmelstoss, if you don't mind my saying so, you're a very handsome man.
Oh, you'll notice that right away, huh?
Yes, and I'll bet your wife is very pretty, too.
If you like the type, I don't.
I see. Well, the time has come, Ludwig Himmelstoss, to present you with the royal gifts and crown you king for a week. Uh-huh. Now, the first set of gifts we have for you includes an oil well, a pass key to Fort Knox, and a lifetime supply of penicillin.
Penicillin, but I'm never sick.
That's all right. It's delicious with strawberries and cream.
But strawberries and cream make me sick.
That's what the penicillin is for. Yes, and also...
Oh, Alicia, please, that's enough already. Don't give me no more. I couldn't lift it.
That's what the penicillin is for. There's still more to come, you see. Because you are a king for a week, we have for you, Your Highness, a very convenient home medical kit that includes scissors, knives, scalpels, and bandages. Along with this medical kit, you will receive a handy booklet titled How to Take Out Your Own Appendix at Home in Your Spare Time.
My goodness, this makes me so happy.
Oh, now, don't cry, Kingy, don't cry. There's more. Because you have been chosen king for a week, you will be given a screen test, after which you will play the part of C. Aubrey Smith's father in a new picture called The Whistler Swallows His Whistle. Well, there you are, Mr. Catgut. Cougar. That's the idea of the program. Now, what do you think?
No, que me parece que este programa es una cosa poner la jadiera porque estamos. No me parece que esté muy bien este programa.
Well, that sounds encouraging, but what does it mean?
It means it stinks.
Stinks? Oh, now, Coogie, I could...
Look, Miss Davies, if I had a radio program for Cougar Snuggers, it would have to be a musical.
Musical? Say, how about your singing on this radio program yourself, Coogie?
Me? Oh, no, I don't sing so good myself.
Oh, well, then how about making a duet? I don't sing so good myself either.
You mean me sing with you?
Sure, you know, someday somebody's got to replace the Andrews sister.
See, and we're just the ones to do it, too. Well, I'm willing if you're willing.
I'm willing, Coogie.
Okay, Shuggy. How's about singing mañana? You know, in English, it means tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Well, how about singing mañana in Spanish and doing it today? Olé, señor. The traffic here is awful. It's enough to make you flinch. A driver barely missed me by 3/4 of an inch. I yelled, you nearly hit me, and he answered with a frown. I'm late for work. Be patient, kid. I'll come back and knock you down.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
I never will forget the time it started in to rain. It turned into a cloudburst, and it washed me down the drain. We have no rope to pull you out, they shouted down to me. So take a deep breath, Googie, and we'll pick you up at sea.
Mañana, 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 that is soon enough for me.
Oh, I'm chilly today and hot tamales. I tried to milk a cow the other day with no success. I couldn't coax a single drop and I was in distress. I pleaded with this little cow, when do I get some milk? She switched her tail and turned around and answered soft as silk, Mañana, mañana,
mañana is soon enough for me.
When I sail off for Europe, I got on at Pier 15. The first day I was on the boat, my face was turning green. To me, this always happens. I get seasick without fail. Each time I start out on a boat, I finish up by rail.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
I spent 10 years in public school, 4 years more than I should. When graduation day came round, it didn't look too good. My teacher said goodbye to all. She turned to me and then she said, I won't bid you goodbye. We're sure to meet again.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me. I spent
'Canto en español, dispénseme usted.
Hey, Cookie, I got news for you. I don't know what you said.
But you tell me that you know Spanish. So why are you concerned?
I studied it for 20 years, but this is all I learned. Mañana.
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 Mañana is soon enough for me.
Hasta la vista. Hasta luego.
And has to go now. Mañana is soon enough for me.
Now here's Joni again.
Well, now I'd like to thank Xavier Cugat for dropping in on us tonight. Mucho gracias, Señor Cugat.
Ah, it was mucho fun, Señorita Davis. You know, and I learned a lot about advertising, too. You know, that's a fascinating business.
Oh, it sure is. Did you know, for example, that advertising helped to sell $1 billion worth of soap last year?
$1 billion? Just think how much bread you could buy with all that money.
Yeah, but did you ever try washing your face with a slice of rye bread? You get that the caraway look in your eye. Pretty seedy joke. Oh, well, good night, Xavier.
Buenas noches, Juanita.
Goodbye now.
Don't forget, there's more good fun and music coming at you next week, Coast to Coast, when Joni will put her best foot forward to greet her tall, dark, and handsome guest, John Payne. So remember, if anybody asks you what time it is next week at this time, tell them it's Joan Davis time.
Previously released by CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System, for listeners in the United States, has been rebroadcast for our servicemen and women overseas.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for a while.